This is the Great Openings Music Trivia Podcast, challenge number 36. Well, hello again, everybody. Took a couple of weeks off, but we're back with another one of our podcasts. A chance for you to test your music knowledge of great pop and classic rock and roll music for the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, even the last couple of years. These are the clues from the Trivia Factory's Music Trivia Nights. And when we bring you the answers, well, we'll bring you some trivia about each one of our songs. So thank you for downloading once again, and thanks for listening, and thanks for playing along. We have got the clues and the songs that we featured at our Trivia Factory live music and entertainment trivia shows around the Atlanta area. These were actually from a couple of weeks ago, but it was a good night and a good show and a good set of clues, and I thought I'd make a quick little podcast out of it, because tonight all of our songs are cover songs or remakes of original hits. So what we'll do is we'll give you the date of the original hit and then the date or year that the cover version was popular. And as we did on that Saturday night, we will expect you to be able to tell us not only the song, but the artist who did the cover or remake. And yeah, challenge yourself and see if you can figure out who did the original version as well. They're all hits, both the originals and the cover versions. You ready to go? All right, five clues. Here we go. Hit number one was originally hit in 1967, and a year later, 1968, the cover version made it to the charts. Hit number two, originally a hit in 1965, and 20 years later, this famous lead singer had a hit with it. Yeah, some of the clues are pretty quick. You got to listen careful. Hit number three from 1977. That was the original version. The cover version, 1986. Hit number four was originally a hit way back in 1964, and then in 1999 it was a hit again. And hit number five, originally recorded in 1973, it was redone in 2003. So there are your clues, and the answers are coming up in just a minute. Hey, I have mentioned a couple of times on the podcast about Twitter. Do you Twitter? If you don't, you can log on to twitter.com/Jim Driscoll. That's my Twitter feed. You don't even have to join. You can just go there and see what I've been Twittering, but it's a lot more fun to join yourself and join in the fun, and you can follow whoever you want who's already Twittering. You'll get the idea when you log on and play with it for a little bit. But I have started something for our trivia buffs. It's the trivia question of the day, or abbreviated. Let's see, it'd be TQOD. At about 8 o'clock every morning, I'm posting a trivia question. These are from our back stacks of old trivia questions asked months and years ago from the Trivia Factory. And then, so I'll ask the question on Twitter, just for the fun of it. You don't have to answer, no prizes. But it's something that I've just started doing in the last day or so as I record this, and a lot of people are telling me they're having a good time with it. Later in the day, about 8 o'clock in the evening, we'll publish the answer. And, of course, all of these trivia questions come from thetriviafactory.com. That's the company that we all work for, and we do live trivia shows every week, just about every night of the week at restaurants and bars and pubs around the Atlanta area. Monday night, come on out. If you're in the Atlanta area, come out and join me at a place called Wings and Things in Fayetteville, Georgia. And, again, it's thetriviafactory.com for showtimes and all of the details. All right, are you ready for tonight's answers? We had our five cover songs, and hit number one. Yeah, originally it was done in 1967 by The Doors. And a year later, Jose Feliciano had a hit with it. Yeah, it's Light My Fire from 1968.
Light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
Well, a lot of artists have covered Light My Fire, but the best known and most successful was from vocalist and guitarist Jose Feliciano. And he did it just a year after The Doors' original. He had a significant amount of international success from it, and it helped spur the worldwide success of his album, self-titled Feliciano. And that was nominated for multiple Grammy Awards in 1969. Feliciano's arrangement of Light My Fire also has influenced several subsequent versions. Hit number two tonight, the original, 1965 by the Beach Boys. It's 20 years later when David Lee Roth had a hit with the song. It was California Girls. California Girls was written by Mike Love and Brian Wilson, recorded by the Beach Boys back in 1965. David Lee Roth, the former Van Halen lead singer, included it on his 1985 EP, Crazy from the Heat, and he had a little help from a Beach Boy himself, Carl Wilson, along with helped out with the background vocals, along with some help also from Christopher Cross, who also had a couple of hits as his own. And just like the original, it topped at number three on the Billboard Hot 100. The music video, by the way, from David Lee Roth's version has become pretty iconic. He stars as a tour guide showing tourists the beach and the obligatory swimsuit models. And there is an often imitated scene that has David Lee Roth dancing down the sidewalk, bordered by models that are frozen in mannequin-like poses. The video was nominated for several 1985 MTV Video Music Awards. Hey, our third hit, originally recorded in 1977, and about a decade later, it's Aerosmith helping out Run DMC with Walk This Way. Yeah, well, Aerosmith originally recorded it, and the idea to record the song again came from record producer Rick Rubin, who pulled out the Aerosmith album Toys in the Attic and introduced it to Run DMC. Now, reportedly, the group had no idea who Aerosmith was at the time, but Jam Master Jay suggested they remake the song, and originally neither Run nor DMC liked the idea. Later, DMC called it a beautiful song. They recorded it with the help of Aerosmith's Steven Tyler and Joe Perry on vocals and guitars. The Run DMC version was the first rap song to hit the top five on the Billboard Hot 100, and the cover version actually charted higher on the charts than the original, peaking at number four. Yeah, hit number four was originally recorded in 1964, and Pearl Jam had their hit with Last Kiss in 1999. Well, the original was recorded by J. Frank Wilson back in the 1960s, and the idea to re-record the song came about after lead singer Eddie Vedder found an old record of J. Frank Wilson's version at an antique mall in Seattle. He convinced the rest of the band to try out the song, and they performed it a few times on their 1998 tour. They eventually recorded it during a sound check at Constitution Hall in Washington, D.C., and originally released it to their fan club as a Christmas single in 1998. The band, by the way, reportedly only spent a couple thousand dollars mixing the song. And by the way, when they released it to the general public, they donated all of the proceeds to the aid of the refugees of the Kosovo War. The song helped earn about $10 million for Kosovo relief. And hit number five. Yeah, the hit was originally recorded by Dobie Gray in 1963, but in 2003, 30 years later, Uncle Cracker.
Deep boys and free my soul.
He had a hit with Drift Away.
And drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul.
Well, the number of other artists or groups who recorded Drift Away is pretty awesome, and they range from all genres, from hard rock to country. They include people like Clarence Carter and Ray Charles and Humble Pie, Waylon Jennings, Kid Rock, Roy Orbison, The Rolling Stones, Ike and Tina Turner, Bruce Springsteen, and Rod Stewart. They all recorded it, but it was Uncle Cracker's version in 2004 that reached the top 10. It got to number 9 on the Billboard Hot 100. Kenny Chesney featured it along with Uncle Cracker helping out in his 2003 concert tour, Back Where I Come From. That concert tour was televised, of course, from Knoxville, Tennessee. Well, there you have it. Those are our featured songs and a little bit of trivia about them this week. Hope you all enjoyed it. Feedback always welcome. You can reach me at jimradio@gmail.com, and the notes are on my blog at jimdriscoll.net. Hey, thanks for stopping by, and we'll do it next time when we do it again on the Great Openings Music Trivia Podcast.